You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Today I wanted to talk about Auckland's Heritage Festival, which is kicking off this Saturday for a couple of weeks. And it's the council is coordinating it. But it is community groups, heritage societies, businesses, and just passionate members of the public that will take the time to highlight some of Auckland's heritage gems. So I had a little chat with Kara Kentwell. She's the festival's director, and I'm just going to let her introduce this year's theme.
The festival is a really good chance to get out and about and learn about our local history and our diverse heritage stories. The festival theme this year is Ngā Iwi o Tamaki Makaurau, which means celebrating the heritage of our people. So each year the festival focuses on a heritage theme, and this year we are celebrating the diverse people, communities and culture who make Tamaki Makaurau the diversity that it is. We're trying to tap into those diverse and interesting stories. So, for example, there's a pretty amazing event put on by the Pua brothers that take you into Ponsonby's Pacific Pass with a mix of poetry and live music and media. And also, you know, something like the Simon Street Cemetery Tour, which takes you on a talk around one of Auckland's oldest cemeteries, so you can actually see New Zealand's founding families and where they're buried and learn about the stories of their past as well.
If you just have a quick scroll on the website, you'll see that there's actually a specific focus on Auckland's migration history. You can learn about early Chinese and Indian migrants, special focus on Pukekohe's 1960s farmers, Avondale's and Arch Hill's market gardeners and Remuera's fruiterers. That's for people who might not know that Chinese immigration dates back to the early days of Auckland. And you might not also know about Auckland's Croatian community, and you could learn a bit more about these people that are called the Dalmatians and their former settlement in the inner city. And like Kara was saying, there's also going to be a focus on Māori and Pacifica past, I suppose, in on Karangahape Road and Ponsonby Road, and so how it was and how it's different from what it is now. Very much more gentrified, I would say, at the moment. But yeah, this year it's also the 125th anniversary of women's suffrage, so there will be quite a few events touching on how Waine influenced Tamaki Makaurau's destiny. And so Kara tells us a bit about that.
We've got quite a few. So Wahine Take Action. We've got one called The Women of K Road, which of course celebrates the 125th anniversary. That tour takes a look at the influence of women really in forging K Road's identity.
And there'll also be a few events about the suffragettes' feminism and queer activism, which goes to show how broad the festival's definition of heritage is. The 1970s are sort of the limit, even though some events will have some contemporary connotations. It's also not strictly history. One of the first things that, you know, comes to mind when you hear about heritage is buildings, because we talk about heritage buildings quite a lot. So obviously the festival will touch on architecture, but it's also a lot more like arts and culture and folklore and just general activism. And it's really, I think, an occasion to think about who and what made the city what it is, and really extend our knowledge of what was in order to reflect what is at the moment. So there'll be heaps of talks and exhibitions and tours and workshops, and it's very engaging, and there's a lot of things for everyone. So yeah, just a word from Kara at the end about general info for those who are interested in partaking.
So just go onto the website, so heritagefestival.co.nz. You can have a look at all of the events that are listed. We've also got brochures in most of the libraries around Auckland, so you can choose whether you can pick one of those up or just head straight to the internet. Make sure that you're going along from the 29th of September to the 14th of October. So it's there are events on every day during that period.
95 BFM Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B-card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.